where people can really get together. And we're talking all stakeholders, organizations who have already been working on this issue, and to bring the community involved too and say this is a problem that affects all of us.
Brian Trezak is an organizer with Citizen Action in Buffalo. The Kellogg grant will be provided to the Public Policy and Education Fund affiliated with Citizen Action. 40% of all Buffalo public school students are chronically absent. That means they're out more than 10% of the school year. This grant will allow for the creation of the Present Student Future Leader Project in Buffalo. It will help reduce absenteeism.
It's going door to door, talking street by street, going to community meetings, block clubs, and engaging parents directly and saying, you know, and asking, what are the obstacles that you are running into? And once we do that, we build more engagement and build relationships so that we bring parents to these tables.
And nowadays, unfortunately, the school, they have to treat the whole child and not to treat every aspect of the child's life.
Buffalo parent Angelica Rivera has two twin boys in pre-K at School 54. One of the obstacles she often struggles with in getting her children to school is a health issue. Her one son is asthmatic. But she also notes that transportation and parents trying to get to work on time are also contributors.
And I have to be at work by 8:30. Finding somebody to be able to get them to school, or luckily I was able to talk with my job and make it work, but some other parents don't have that flexibility. So that's just some of the problems that parents are facing. And I know there's probably an abundant more out there. It'll be good, especially with this help, to find out what are some more of the problems so that we can come up with solutions.
A 2013 study in New York City found that students missing at least 20 days of the school year had lower grades and were more likely to drop out than those with better attendance records. This project will also help prepare young children for school and address racial inequities in education. Buffalo is among 30 other organizations being provided with this grant. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.